Oscar, let's start with Lauren. Is she out there?
Hey, all right. How are you?
Hey, Lauren,
Jim?
How are you?
How are you? Doing great.
All right, Lauren, tell us a little bit about what happened there this week and how everything went on your walk.
We finished on Tuesday. It was an incredible day. We have got 6,000 miles logged, if you can believe that, over our five-year journey. We had the governor, the lieutenant governor walking with us, the attorney general, the entire cabinet. We had survivors and drivers from all over the state of Florida. It was an incredible day.
Wow. It sounds like you've been connecting with old friends, incredible advocates across the state, local leaders. You had bikers with you against the Child Abuse International thing. Hey, weren't you honored with Bridgeway's Humanitarian of the Year Award?
We did, and it was something so exciting, and we had Baca out with us. It has just been an incredible, incredible end to a very, very impactful walk. And still here in Tallahassee, we had a few pieces of legislation for the year, and it will be a big year.
Well, Lauren, it's absolutely terrific. You sound a little drained. You walked 6,000 miles this time. You shook a bunch of hands. Lauren, why do we walk?
You know, like I said, on the final day of the walk a year ago, my family had no idea that he was a victim, and he has kept that promise. So, you know, it was for me, being able to shine.
Well, Lauren, you know, I really do appreciate everything you did. Now, if somebody, we all know that because of you, you have to report somebody that you think is a child sexual abuser. How do people do that?
Well, it's very important that you call the hotline, which is 1-800-96-ABUSE. If you suspect that a child is being harmed, we must report it.
Now, Lauren, one last thing before we let you go. What's on tap for the rest of the year? You had your Fiorentino and Reed event. You've done the walk. You've been L'Oreal Woman of the Year. What do you got on tap for this summer?
Well, we are launching our pilot program of Safer Smarter Kids in the Bronx in New York at the end of May, and then traveling to The Hague in the Netherlands to speak and continuing to develop our curriculum and get it out there into schools.
If Lauren, if people want to follow you, what's your website and how do they do that?
We would love for them to just watch the journey unfold for us, and it is lawrencekids.org.
Lauren, thank you so much for making us a part of your journey. Vivian and I look forward to seeing you when you and Coach when you get back to town, and thank you for allowing us to participate in your events and for inspiring us.
We love you, and we cannot wait to see you when we're back.
All right. Hugs to you and Coach Lauren. We'll see you soon. We'll be right back after this. We've got Dr. Ivan Meisner, founder of BNI. We've got the UHealth segment. It's going to be awesome. We're going to talk about how lives are being saved at UHealth, and we'll have a personal testimony for that. We'll be back after this. Oscar, take me away.